There are now more available resources than ever for how to start a clothing brand, yet there have never been so many people sitting on their ass doing nothing. How could that be? You're listening to Street Cred, the show focused on helping you turn your clothing brand into a community. I'm Elijah Delport. Happy Monday. Look, this is now the second podcast since I switched from, I was doing daily podcasting before, and now we're going back to once a week. I'm really excited to announce that we have some great guest podcasts lined up and even a new series. I don't know if I want to say too much about the series that's coming to the podcast yet. Or maybe I probably do. This series, I'm really excited for it because what I'm trying to do is have more practical demonstrations on the show, because I've realized, and actually someone in my brand owner community made me aware of this. Shameless plug, link in the description to join the brand owner community for free. More on that at the end. He said to me that he learns best by examples. And so I realized I don't share enough examples in the work that I do. So I really wanted to make this podcast an example of how to turn your audience into a community. And the way I do, I do that in my coaching but I wanted to find a way to somehow bring that to the podcast. How can I show you what we're actually doing to turn someone's very niche clothing brand into content that builds a community? Well, that's exactly what's coming. We're going to be doing some sessions with some actual brand owners, and we're going to be working together, collaborating to do exactly that. So look, more on that soon. I won't tell you too much more now, even though I've basically just told you everything. But look, what can I say? I couldn't help myself. But yes, anyway, so today we're talking about this epidemic of inactivity. It's something I'm really passionate about because in my age group, I'm a young guy, right? I'm 19 years old now, and it is something that is so prevalent among my generation. I mean, I'm a part of Gen Z. I'm not even sure. I guess I am, because I'm not exactly familiar with all the generations, but it's so prevalent. Like, so many people around me want to start stuff and they don't. And they consume a hell of a lot of content, like all about how to start a thing, and they don't. And it comes from the motivation to do this. One of the motivations to do this came from one of the brand owners that I was working with. So I was working with him from startup phase, and I'm just going to call him Sam. This is not his name, because this is a real story and I don't want to embarrass him or call him out. I'm not going to tell you who he is exactly or his brand or give away anything that's too revealing. But Sam, I was working with Sam, and one thing that he told me is that I figured out that he was spending 4 hours or more on average per day consuming TikTok. And it was business content on TikTok. It's so easy to justify, because if you're consuming stuff about how to start a clothing brand and you're learning about the fashion industry and business in general, that's a good thing, right? Right? However, this is ridiculous. I mean, just to get my calculator, I don't even need my calculator. 4 times 7 over the course of a week is 20. Oh my goodness, it should be better than this. 29, right? 29 hours a week he was spending at least on TikTok, just consuming, you know, business content. And, this was a real issue, of course. And I said to him, I gave it to him straight. I said to him, you need to stop doing that, because it's a bad idea. And it's also not productive, and it's not helping you do anything, because you're not doing anything. You're just sitting there consuming stuff and planning. And like most good ideas, your ideas are dying in planning too, because that's all you're doing. And so what I essentially said to him is, now instead of spending 4 hours a day on TikTok, what I want you to do is spend 4 hours a day producing. So instead of consuming, I want you to produce. And so that's exactly what he did. So Sam and I created this brand literally from scratch. I'm not going to tell you the details of the brand because that'll probably give it away. But it was a super niche clothing brand. And then he started creating content. He started using his 4 hours a day to create content for this brand, for this new Instagram page. Again, starting from literally zero followers, zero likes, zero views, zero everything. And it was incredible. In 30 days, he built his brand, his new brand page to 1.3 million views in 30 days from nothing, from nothing. And that absolutely blew my mind. I mean, not only did I milk that for everything it's got, because it's like, wow, that makes me look good. Heck, you know, I was working with this guy, and you know, in 30 days, we got him. So you bet I milked it for all it's got, right? But like, what was amazing to me was that all he needed to do was apply himself to stop consuming for a moment and start producing. And that's the kind of results that were on the other side. My question is for you. I don't know. You might have a problem with consuming as well. I have had a problem in the past with consumption, overconsumption of media and being paralyzed and being inactive. The question I want you to ask yourself is what, I just want you to wonder, like, what could be if you started using that time of inactivity where you're being overwhelmed with information to instead go out and actually do something, just do a lot more? What would you actually achieve from that? And so, look, the reason I'm talking on this subject, the reason I'm so passionate about it is because I'm pretty good at starting things. I'm pretty good at starting. I'm pretty good at doing stuff. And this is not me just being prideful or tooting my own horn or whatever it is. This is purely from an observational sense. You know, I started my first business when I was 6 years old, simply because I wanted to make some money. I started this company before I even knew what this company was going to be. I've now had 50 iterations of what this company. And I'm not even kidding about that. 50 iterations, and there's still more to come. I have an entire sheet on my desktop that has all of the headlines that I've used. It says, I help clothing brands do X. I help clothing brands do Y. I help clothing brands do Z. It's just me trying stuff. It's because I'm good at starting stuff. Like, that's what I know. And of course, that comes with its other fatal flaws, the areas that I need to work on. Maybe if I'm too good at starting stuff and doing, I need to get better at learning, or I need to get better at knowing how to create something of really high quality, or spending a long time on a project. You know, maybe that's my thing. I don't know. But my point is that I know how to talk on the subject of actually action, of increasing action. And so I see the epidemic of overconsumption and what it's led to. And so I want to share a few ideas with you of how to increase action. So there's a few main ones. The two main ideas is, one, reducing information intake, and two, input new practices, right? So let's first start with the first one. One way you can increase action is by reducing information intake. And by the way, everything that I'm sharing with you today and forever into the future of this podcast, unless otherwise stated, is something that I've done myself. It's not in theory. So the three main ways you can reduce information intake is by limiting the voices, limiting the platforms, or limiting the time. So when I say limiting voices, what that means is the voices that you're listening to. Who are the business gurus? Who are the people that you follow? What are the accounts or the theme pages all about business that you're consuming? What are the articles, like, from what sources are you reading articles? And simply, you can reduce the intake of information and increase your action by limiting the number of voices that you're listening to. I remember when I was first trying to reduce my intake of YouTube, because that was, man, heck, I was a massive YouTube addict. Like, there is no sugarcoating that. I was a YouTube addict. what I did is, the first thing I did was I chose five creators, only five, that I wanted to subscribe to and turn on the notifications. And I blocked the homepage of YouTube, I blocked the search page, and I only watched those five creators. I only watched those five creators. And here's the thing, five creators can only create so many things. So my intake of information was limited. And so the other good thing about that is that it's not like, don't choose one person, because then what you risk doing is having tunnel vision or living in an echo chamber where you're only, the only place you're receiving information from is one source. And then you have a very limited perspective on the world. That is not a good thing also. But you can limit the number of voices you're listening to by just choosing a number. Choose five creators, maybe five brand owners or a few brand owners and a few business people that you're going to listen to and consume their content of, and just unfollow everybody else. And I promise instantly overnight, you'll reduce your intake of information and increase your action. The second thing is limiting the platforms. And so there's a number of places where you can educate yourself. You can receive information. You know, there's short form content on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. Then there is long form content on YouTube and podcasts. And also books. And then there is also emails, and newsletters. And so all of these are different platforms. One way, if you have a problem of consumption and you don't take action in starting your brand, in doing what you need to do in your brand, you're not spending enough time, whatever it may be, then simply choose a platform and only consume from that. So a great one is email newsletters, because flip, they don't suck you in like in the same way that short form Instagram content does. It just doesn't. Because I mean, how addicted can you get to reading an email newsletter? Like, it doesn't have the same addictive traits. So that's a good thing, is all I'm saying. And so if you can subscribe yourself to maybe 3, 4, 5, email newsletters every morning, you'll wake up and you'll have something or a few things in your inbox, a few messages, and then you'll be satisfied. You'll learn something, because learning, don't get me wrong, learning's super important. However, you know, the whole point of this is not consuming so much that you never take action or it paralyzes you. So reduce the platform. I think the worst platform, if you're going to limit yourself to any platform, I think the worst you got to pick is probably Instagram or TikTok or YouTube Shorts. And the reason that is because they are the most addictive and the least educational. They really prioritize entertainment education, and most of the time it's just entertainment, and you can't even really choose what you're watching, and so for all of those reasons, I think there is too many things that can go wrong with that would suck you in, to keep you in there for a long time. And it's like a slot machine, it's gambling, it's supposed to keep you putting your money back in the slot machine and getting decreasing returns. And then finally, there is limiting your time. So limiting your time, it's pretty self-explanatory. You can choose one day a week that you devote to educating yourself. Or you can choose certain times or an amount of time in the day or certain time slots in the day that you devote to educating yourself. And outside of that time, you don't. It's very simple. Outside of your time, it's dedicated to action, to applying what you've learned. And so that's something that, I mean, I, like, the other thing is you can do all three of these at the same time. This is something that I do. So I've spoken about it before on this podcast, but what, and you don't have to do this, but this is what I do anyway. What I do, in order to decrease my consumption and increase my action, is I first of all have cut out all visual entertainment content entirely, other than in social settings. So I'll go and watch a movie with a friend, but I'll never watch Netflix alone. I'll never watch Instagram alone. I'll never watch YouTube alone. I'll never watch TV alone, nothing. And that's amazing because, well, now I have to fill my time with other things. So what I do is I educate myself via books and podcasts, and email newsletters, although I haven't been keeping up and you know, reading them as much recently. But those are my platforms where I educate myself. So I'm staying up to date of what's new and what's in the industry. And then in terms of limiting voices, I don't do that. I once upon a time did that, but now it's just, I limit the platforms, I limit the time, and that's enough for me. And heck, it means that I take a lot of action. That's essentially it. I take a lot of action. And it happens naturally because I've put these things in place. So that's the first part, is the way to increase action is by reducing the information intake, because as we've seen, there's so much information that it's paralyzing. The other way to increase action is by inputting new practices. And so there's a couple of practices you could do. And again, you can do this on top of reducing the information intake. The first one is discovering purpose. And so what I mean by that is have something that drives you to get up and do stuff, that actually drives you, right? And it's not just, it can't be selling more garments or making more sales or whatever. It's like, what are you making the money to do? Like when you make lots of money with all the sales you get, what are you going to spend it on? And not some selfish reason, something that goes beyond yourself, that will become your legacy, the thing that people remember you for. That's what I'm talking about. Find that purpose, and I promise you'll take more action than ever, because you'll want to go out and you'll start taking action. Something that you want to make a positive impact in this world for. And in fact, brownie points, even better, if you can relate it to your brand identity or your brand message. Link those two things. And the second way is putting in practical rules, okay? This is another thing. It's not about taking away, but putting in place stuff. One rule that I have is that if I consume a piece of educational content, I have to apply everything I learn, right? So, I mean, maybe I don't apply everything, but I have to apply something is the point. Like, I can't just consume just to consume. I have to go away and apply it. Or another one might be you have to take notes when you're learning, right? That's going to be another way that you very carefully pick what you're consuming. So these are just a couple of ideas. Discover your purpose and put in some practical rules in place are the two input of like new practices you could do, or you can just simply reduce your information intake by limiting the voices you're listening to, limiting the platforms you're consuming on, or limiting the time around which you're consuming. So look, if you're going to take anything away from this, it's do something today, right? Take action now. Don't wait until tomorrow, because that defeats the entire purpose of this. Just go away and do something. You've learned a lot up until this point. I know you have. But like, heck, I don't know if a creator's told you this yet today, but stop consuming my stuff. Legit, get off podcasts. Get off YouTube. Get off Instagram. Stop consuming my stuff. There'll be more of this. This will be here when you get back. But for now, stop and start doing. And that's what I want you to do today. So walk away, do something. Look, that's all from me. Thanks for listening, watching, consuming this podcast. If you got to the end, well done. Fantastic. You know, your attention span is better than most people, which means you're also more likely to go away and do something today. So I hope this was helpful. If it was, I have a community of action takers and brand owners who are making it happen. There's a link to join for free in the description. I won't say anything more on that other than it's probably worth it. You should join if you want to build and grow your streetwear brand to the next level this year. But thanks very much for watching this podcast. I'm Elijah Delport, and I'll see you for another episode.